Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this very fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. I hope you have your cup of coffee and your muffin or your donut or your granola, whatever you're into, and sit back and relax. And we'll talk about today a very special topic that is helpful to you for estate and gift tax planning purposes, but also helpful to charities that you might want to support. Before I get into the topic, let me remind you that Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by the full-service law firm of Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, located in Fairfax, Virginia, serving the entire Washington, D.C. metro area. If you'd like to talk to one of our lawyers, give us a call at 703-218-2100 or visit us on the web at www.ofplaw.com. Also, I invite you to subscribe to my blog, blueprintforwealth.org, and there you'll find topics of interest in tax, estate planning, and business planning. There will be written articles, there will be videos, and there will also be archived radio shows that you can listen to, the past radio shows of Blueprint for Wealth on topics of interest to you. Now, today we're going to talk about something that has to do with your tax consequences of leaving money to your kids, but also helping charity out. Do you want to support your charity during your lifetime through generous annual gifts? You can create something called a charitable lead annuity trust, a CLAT, at your charity, and it may be the most advantageous way for you to realize your philanthropic and wealth management goals. This type of a trust is recognized specifically under the provisions of the Internal Revenue Code. It's been employed in estate plans of high net worth individuals for many years, but now is becoming more interesting for people who do not qualify, quote unquote, as high net worth individuals. A CLAT makes a fixed annual payment to a charity for a stated period of years. After that period, the remaining assets are transferred to your kids or other named beneficiaries under the trust. This gift to your heirs is valued for estate and gift tax purposes at its present value, and it's valued as of the date the trust is established. So let's say you wanted to establish a charitable lead annuity trust in 2011. We're going to actually calculate the value of the gift, not only to the charity, but also to your kids, which might not take place until 20 years into the future. How do you do that? Well, you use a discount rate that is issued by the Internal Revenue Service and varies monthly. The tax advantages of a CLAT are particularly great. They're the greatest when the trust is created while interest rates are low. And I've got to tell you that we are in historical lows for interest rates in terms of IRS interest rates. In September, for example, of 2011, the applicable federal rate for midterm loans, or loans between 3 and 10 years, is 1.63%. If your rate is that low, you can be guaranteed that you're going to get some significant benefits out of using a CLAT. So the first question is, a CLAT, a charitable lead annuity trust, right for you? Well, are you and your estate subject to gift and estate taxes? That means in current exemption talk, that means your estate is in excess of $5 or $10 million, depending on whether you're married or single. Do you want to make significant annual gifts to a charity during your lifetime, perhaps in amounts that are larger than you can typically deduct on your income tax return? Well, a CLAT might be for you. Do you have cash or other assets that are likely to appreciate significantly that you can part with now, meaning that you don't need them to support yourself in the manner in which you're accustomed to living? Well, if you've got excess assets that you can deploy for purposes of charity, then a CLAT may be for you. Do you believe that investments are going to compound annually over the period of the trust that is more than the IRS discount rate? Again, the rate is set when you set up the trust. If it's as low as it is right now, you'd be hard-pressed not to beat the IRS discount rate, meaning that you really only have to generate an investment return in excess of 2 or 3% right now to have assets left in trust for your heirs at the end of the trust term. Another question is, do you want to maximize your children's inheritance? Well, instead of giving all of your assets away to charity, or a big chunk of them, you could set up this charitable lead trust, have it pay out the annuity to the charity for the period of time that the annuity trust is in existence, and at the end of that term, the assets that are left go to the kids or your grandkids. So if the answer to some or all of these questions is yes, a CLAT may be good for you. By having your heirs wait a period of years to receive their gift, all the assets distributed from the trust at the end of the term will pass to them free of gift and estate taxes at that time. Because their right to receive the remaining trust assets is established when the trust is originally created, there may be a current gift tax payable. By creating a CLAT, you're entitled to a significant tax deduction because of the gift to charity during the term of the CLAT that will reduce or maybe even eliminate entirely the gift tax depending on the size of the annual payout to your charity and the number of years the trust will make such payouts before the kids or other designated beneficiaries get their remaining assets. So, again, here's a summary of some of the tax benefits of a charitable lead annuity trust. For income tax purposes, there are no charitable tax deductions for this type of trust. But the income produced by the trust assets is no longer part of your personal taxable income as long as you don't treat the trust as what we call a grantor trust. And the annual payments to charity are deductible from the trust's taxable income, so it reduces the amount of income that's subject to tax inside the trust. This may be especially helpful if you tend to exceed your charitable deduction limit on your income taxes every year. That limit is based on your adjusted gross income. So if you are particularly charitably disposed and you like to give away a lot of assets to charity on an annual basis, then the charitable lead trust may be a way of actually increasing the amount that you can get to charity during your lifetime. For gift tax purposes, you get a gift tax charitable deduction, and it's calculated based on the number of years the trust is going to make payments to your charity. It also depends on the payout rate chosen, so let's say you choose a 5% per year payout rate. And it also depends on the IRS discount rate in the month that you set up your trust. The lower the IRS discount rate, the higher the payout to the charity. And a longer charitable term will result in an even larger charitable deduction for gift tax purposes, which reduces any exposure to the gift tax on amounts left to your kids at the end of the trust term. For estate tax, if you make a CLAT gift, a charitable lead annuity trust gift, while you're living, the transferred assets are excluded from your estate. This eliminates probate fees on assets that otherwise would pass through your will, and it eliminates inheritance taxes and death taxes on those assets. You may also provide for something called a testamentary CLAT, which we've used very successfully in some high net worth situations. It's built into your will or your trust. It can actually reduce or even eliminate the estate tax on all of your assets if it's properly structured. So how does this thing work? Well, let's say John is in a high income gift and estate tax bracket, and he's used a significant portion of his gift tax exemption in making lifetime gifts. He wants to make a substantial gift to his charity, and he wants to use assets that he wants eventually to go to his children. If he makes an outright gift now to the kids, he may incur substantial gift tax. If he waits to make the gift and the assets appreciate in value beyond the amount that's paid out to charity, as he expects they will, the eventual gift tax or estate tax if given under a will, could even be higher because the tax will be based on the actual value of the assets at the time of his death or at the time of the later gift. So instead of giving the assets to his kids, John funds a CLAT with suitable assets, usually cash or assets that have a high likelihood of appreciating in the future. And let's say they're worth about $1 million. If the trust pays out a 7.5% annuity, which is $75,000, to charity for 20 years, it's going to result in a full $1 million gift tax deduction. This zeroes out the gift tax for purposes of when the trust terminates, meaning that there will be no gift tax, there will be no estate tax on any assets that are left in trust for the kids at the end of the trust term. All the remaining assets pass to the kids free of gift and estate tax. If the trust term is reduced down to 15 years from 20 years, the gift tax deduction also is reduced, resulting in a small residual gift of about $154,000. Well, he could use his lifetime gift tax exemption to absorb that, or perhaps even an annual gift tax exemption. If the assets are growing at a steady 10% annual rate of return, then in our example for calculating the deduction, the children will get about $2.5 million at the end of 20 years and $1,800,000 at the end of 15 years. So it shows you that a CLAT can be very beneficial to your heirs if you plan it right. So visit your tax attorney, and if you need help with establishing a CLAT, give us a call at 703-218-2100. I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to Blueprint for Wealth. Make sure you subscribe to my blog at blueprintforwealth.org, where you can hear this radio broadcast over and over again, or you can read about other topics of interest in tax, estate, and business planning.